Welcome, everyone, to the podcast about nothing. And this week, guys, she's back home. Pew, 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 pew. Emma's home. I heard her flight was a mess, and the internet video will be coming out of her, but she's back. She's back.
She's back. She's back, baby.
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Saturday night, it's a flight.
How was it?
The airline tried to poison me.
Yep.
They didn't, actually. It was fine.
Jeez.
I've never used a restroom on a high speed train before.
morning radio.
Wow, the airline has a train? That's impressive.
It's harder to go to the restroom on a high speed train than it is to go on an airplane. Because the whole thing is like rocking, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Rock and rolling.
So I had my feet like... I've said
you had your feet
squatty potty
up high.
what man, I've never been on one of those. Could you walk around pretty mm-hmm. easily?
Oh, yeah. And the seats reclined more than like an airplane. So I was practically like laying down and
in the
bathroom. But no, this is at my normal seat. but it was really cool. They had some weird, like cartoon playing. And it was in Portuguese. I don't know. It wasn't Spanish. I knew that. But it was some like Spanish
close
derivative.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just watching it. I didn't understand it. But it was weird. That was my takeaway.
Could you get food?
You could, but you had to pay. And I had snacks. Sorry, my story is boring.
Yeah. John's yawning. I have some questions. I have some statements. Questions. Okay. What airline was it?
On the way there, it was American, and on the way back, it was British Air.
Mm. Ooh.
Hello.
Was that nice?
Parts of the flights were nice.
No, but I mean the British Air flight, was that nice? Was it
really
cool?
Oh, yeah, the British Air. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
American had the screens that, like, you couldn't look at someone else's screen because they were, like, blacked out from a different angle.
Really polarized a certain way.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I liked that, but on the way back... British Air didn't have that.
You didn't want anybody watching your Teletubbies?
I was watching, I was watching like three separate things at the same time. Like
what?
The person in front of me had Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
I was watching like the first season of Parks and Rec. The person over here was watching like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The person next to me was watching like Animal Friends videos. So I was just kind of like, I was on a different like, wherever I felt. If it was the sad part in the movie, I would switch to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, yeah.
It was funny.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm so glad you're safe and you made it back. You had a good trip, it sounded like.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Good to have you back.
And we're joined by John.
Hello. How are you doing?
I was in another state this morning. I just want to say
were you really?
A well-traveled man.
Oh, wow. Was that state denial?
That was actually the meme.
She's back.
Yeah, I was in New York this morning. I went to visit my brother on Friday.
You stayed an extra day.
I stayed an extra day. We went out drinking.
No way.
I was like, I'm gonna take off. I texted my boss, say, hey, my flight's changed, so I'm coming.
You little liar.
What? It's true.
True, actually. It did change.
I changed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got in today at like 11, and then... came rushing here after sitting at my house for five hours.
Yes. What did you do at home?
Laundry and...
Did you take a little nap?
No, I didn't take any. I didn't take a nap.
Really?
I don't know what I did. I just did laundry. I feel like I watched something,
For
too.
5 hours, you did laundry?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else I did. I went and visited my mom for a second. I had Chipotle with her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, grocery store. I went to the grocery store, too.
Oh, it's all coming back. Mm. What else?
Uh-oh. I'm trying to think what else.
All right.
All right. Never mind. Bradley is also joining us.
Yeah.
Hi, Brad.
You know, oddly, I was the one that didn't leave. I've been here for a week.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't work this past week, and nobody knew because I didn't want anybody to know.
Well,
because I never, like, I just needed to turn. Oh, also, I started taking these supplements that this, like, DNA lady told me to take, and I took them for, like, 2 days. And I started waking up at 3 a.m, like hot.
Oh.
Just hot.
That's,
so
that's
hot.
That's menopause, I think.
Yeah, I was going through menopause. So on my week off where I'm supposed to be getting rest, I lost several nights of sleep because of these supplements. Then I quit taking the supplements. Now I feel like crap. It's just been terrible.
Hmm. What were the supplements? Do you remember?
That's one is called Sam E.
Sam E.
I forget what's in that, but like if you have some certain genetic
salmonella
methylation thing, you're supposed to take it.
You lick chicken.
And the other one's like a folate and a B6 and a B12 and all this crap.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. Like during the day, I was like sky high. It's like, Kelly, I feel great, but it's not worth it. It's not real. Like you just got to kind of be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. It's all about...
Well, that's a B18 together, so maybe just one or the other.
Yeah, and they be aggressive.
Have you tried being grateful?
Oh, yeah. How's that going, John?
It's okay. I keep forgetting about it. So trying to like really focus on it. Now I also heard about... you watching the Steve Martin documentary?
No, I haven't started it yet.
Pretty good.
Did you watch the Beatles anthology thing?
I meant to bring my flash drive, and I forgot it again. And I remembered it when I was sitting in the kitchen. And I was like,
your flash drive?
Yeah, because he has it on a flash drive, and he was going to give it to me.
Oh.
This shouldn't be called the podcast about nothing. It should be called the podcast of impossibilities.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just nothing. You don't have Disney Plus? You don't have Disney
I
Plus?
I thought I did. I was borrowing. I had someone's login.
Borrowing it. You know.
It's not working. No.
Like you do.
It's Danielle's.
Because she probably...
Shut up, Danielle.
Oh, dude. Kelly and I went to a establishment, and one of the establishments that you have mentioned recently was in that same area. So we wanted to go and see if we could find out who anybody was.
Gotcha. That brewery?
So many vague. Oh, yeah. You want to give out some information? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't work there anymore.
Well, they were also closed.
Did she get fired?
No. Yeah, no. She got in it was like an argument, I guess, with the owner.
Oh,
I don't know. Whatever.
Wow.
She's moving anyway.
So where's she? What?
Yeah.
Where's she moving to?
Virginia.
Why?
Which
is kind of hard saying Ohio, but
it's like a. It was like a pro. Like she's, I think, getting her doctorate or something, or PhD or something, and she had to go move there for something.
That's like a master. Left turn. Wow.
Yeah. She had to like be. It was like a residency or something like that. But it's not like medical. It's like mental. Psychology.
Fuck. Yeah. Were you guys sober when she was telling you all this, or were you?
You know what? No, I don't think I ever talked to her sober, and that's probably a problem. That's why there's no future there, Brad.
Hey, it's good that you recognize that, and it's good that you were grateful for those moments.
Hey, you know, grateful for opportunities and lessons along the way. You got to embrace the hard times.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, John looks very active today.
Thank you. Thank you.
You look like you could go out and like run.
No, he looks like he's been doing laundry for 5 hours.
And you know what? I did. I did one load of laundry. It just takes that long to do it. So. But I also have something on me. So.
You sneezed purple.
Is it purple?
It is purple. Yeah.
Jason, how are you doing,
Jason,
man?
Jason, what's going on with you?
I am great. Give me a date. Let's get started.
No.
Let's get started.
Why don't you ever want to talk about you, Jason?
What's going on with you?
Well,
what are you hiding?
What are you hiding? Who are you?
What year do we
do you have? Normally have hair on your legs?
I don't normally.
This is crazy.
I know.
You are a woolly mammoth.
I don't like it.
What's happening?
I just got lazy. I don't like it.
What is going on with you, dude? Now you don't want to talk about the hairs?
Well, Jason wanted to move on because Jason feels
that's not how you get information
you
out of people. You just keep bugging them.
You keep objectifying him and he's uncomfortable.
Oh, I love it. I hate the hair, but yeah, I just got lazy. I'll get back.
Are you good? Do you travel anywhere? These two are traveling around. You do laundry, you go shopping, you go Chipotle.
I was 3 days in Columbus for work.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have to drive each day?
No, I stayed.
You stayed there.
Nice. They put us up in the brewery. Yeah,
nice. How was that?
Oh, you get a free drink at the brewery.
You get three free drinks.
Woo!
Because you were there for 3 nights.
Yeah. Well, no, you get three free each night. So you would do three, and then we go to dinner, and then it was like, oh, this is
nice.
Oh, too much. That was
too much.
That was too much alcohol for Jason. Okay. 1846.
I said 1832, but yes.
2006. Bradley?
Mm. So,
you know, you just glossed over what you said.
Yeah, he's
wrong.
Ignoring me.
1946.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's not right.
What'd you say?
The girl is back. I'll ignore her.
She said 1826.
I said 1832.
1846.
What the hell? What are you two trying to do a lawsuit here?
I scraped my arm.
Yeah.
On your little
setup. You guys get on airplanes one fucking month and then you come back stupid.
So the listener, we have these
John and his little leg.
Wood things that Brad has made, which are very cool, very into cool. the couch.
They're very cool. Very
but
cool.
we keep hitting them. Or
do you?
I don't.
No. But these do I? No.
Look. There's a little mark and everything.
They've been here for like a year. You guys have like been so great. Now you're just...
That broke skin.
But we're grateful for the opportunity.
Hey, if that broke skin and you broke skin, touch together and be blood brothers.
No, yuck. Do you know where John's been?
Yeah.
No, nowhere, because he can't seal the deal.
He keeps snots purple.
Seal the deal? Close the deal. Close Let's the seal deal. The deal. Seal the deal. Is it seal the deal?
His snot's purple. He's sick.
His nuts are purple?
Snots.
Snots.
Oh.
Snots purple.
Okay. Snot. Okay.
Nuts could be purple. I don't know.
If you squeeze them.
Wait, did I show you guys the picture from a year ago when I fell off the electric skateboard?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I showed it to you, didn't I? Yeah. Oh, dude. I seen my it. Penis oh, you was yeah. dark.
I don't want to see
it. Was,
that.
It was okay. darker yeah. than that purple on your Taylor Swift shirt.
You showed Jason a picture of your penis?
No, he showed us. Like he Remember he showed us?
Oh, it's like right here, right?
No, that's it was down here. Here.
It was. I here. Probably had it covered or zoomed in or something, but it was bad. I'll show you the whole thing if you want to see it. No, okay. How's your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's Tom. Good.
He's that's right. Tom. We forgot to talk about
he's good. Okay, 19.
Okay, cool.
1914.
Ah, shoot. Oh.
Very close.
Because I said 46.
Mm. She was,
you said 30.
She was close with. Going over. She was 1896.
32.
So
yes.
close. John Leslie Cogan was born. October 26, 1914. He was the son of vaudeville performers John and Lillian. He was just four when, on stage with his parents at the Orpheum Theater, he was spotted by no other than, who do you think in that time?
Houdini.
Very good guess.
In 1914?
Charlie Chaplin.
Yep. Very good. Charlie Chaplin.
Really? Darn.
Charlie Chaplin, who hired him to play the banded angelic, sad-eyed waif taken in by a tramp.
W-A-I-F, waif.
Yep.
I love that word. It's underrated.
What is a waif?
I don't know.
Because you're a sad-eyed waif.
Like an orphan?
I would think so, but I didn't know. He was taken in by a tramp and to be his rascal sidekick. There's a lot there. Abandoned, angelic, sad-eyed waif taken in by a tramp to be his rascal sidekick.
That's going
to
be on the next. A waif is a homeless, neglected, or abandoned person, especially a child.
Oh.
That's going to be... I want you to say that sentence again, but it's going to be on the next T-Swift album.
Oh, the...
Oh, what'd you think of that?
Oh, so many thoughts.
So many thoughts.
We'll talk about it
later. We can talk about it later, but is your quick thumbs up or thumbs down or thumbs in the middle?
Thumbs
Ooh,
down.
Thumbs up. Oh, wait. You said thumbs down. You gave a thumbs up.
She held it up for a long time.
Thumbs down.
Which is it? Which is it?
Thumbs up.
How does it compare to Midnight's?
I like Midnight's more. This album is growing on me. It's 31 songs. I mean, it's a lot to listen to.
It is?
It's a double album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
2 hours?
It's 2 hours, yeah.
You should get on Kelly's T-Swift texting group.
Okay.
I'll have her add you. But I learned so much about the dude from the 1975s. What's that guy's name?
Matty Healy.
Did you know who this is? Did
He's
you know who
Ratty
this is?
Healy.
I know the band.
So Kelly's like, you've played them before. I'm like, no, I haven't. I would know if I played the 1975. So then I put on some 1975s, and I'm like, this band sucks compared to its name. Its name sounds like it should be like grungy and gritty and whatever, and they're just like fucking stupid
and
pop
music. And if
you
see him, if you see this guy, you're like, ugh.
Oh, he's like, it's like
he looks like a little rat.
Tay-Tay, what were you doing?
What was that?
They dated?
What was that one guy?
Oh, briefly.
What was that 6 months. Guy you did, John?
Huh?
What was that one guy you did who was like pooping on the stage? I can't ever remember his name.
That one guy you did.
Who you did a guy?
Remember he like not the you did a story on the guy who.
Oh right, with the documentary.
Yeah.
The documentary. You did the topic for the podcast, and there's a guy.
Oh, G.G. Allen.
G.G. Allen. Yeah, G.G. Allen. Okay, so Charlie Chaplin likes this kid, right?
Yes.
The kid is one of the masterpieces of silent cinema, and Chaplin said of his young co-star, just be in his his presence is to feel inspired. And this is like a little kid. So who knows?
Like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, right? following 3 years, he appeared in 11 movies. Let's busy. What do you think? So these names are Peck's Bad Boy. Nope.
Nice.
Long Live the King.
That's a good one.
Oliver Twist.
Okay.
That's where he
But you've not seen it. You just know the story.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oliver Twist.
What do you think? So those are, let's give some more names for his films. What do you think? Got any other
ones? Are we trying to guess who this is?
No, just give us some film
some
names.
Movie names?
Yeah.
For this One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He's in a...
Like, not real ones.
Brian... Bramps.
Waves.
Barnstormer.
Waifs Wonders.
Waifs Wonders. Wait, the Waifs Wonders of the World.
Yeah.
Waifs. Oh, Waifs!
Before he was 10, Kogan's life had become a surreal celebrity circus.
Hmm.
He traveled in a private railroad car and was sought out by Arthur Conan Doyle. What did he write?
Oh, Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. That's right.
Very good. Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. Other boys went to see... other boys went to see Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth came to see me.
Oh. So he was starstruck. Or not starstruck, but he was like...
He was. Point our toes, everybody. Point our toes.
It's like the Pointer Sisters.
He was asked one time whether he grew up as a normal boy. He replied, "Normal boy? How would I know what a normal boy would do? When I was 7, we bought a big house and put it in one of the earliest swimming pools in all of Southern California." So he
thought he was a waif.
No, that's what he played.
Oh.
He had real waif potential.
Every time he played chess, he would just play a waif.
Yeah.
Hey, you boy, come here.
Hey, you boy.
In 1924, he stayed in London as part of a 5-week European fundraising tour on behalf of an orphan's charity.
Very nice. He was helping the waifs by being a waif.
Yep. He was mobbed outside by fans.
No. Oh,
yep. He had a private audience with the Pope.
I wish.
What is happening?
Wow.
Everyone's meeting the Pope except me.
Yep.
Oh, you're such a waif.
That's what he said.
You're a good boy.
Thank you.
He met Prime Minister Benito Mussolini, who gave him an autographed photo inscribed to the little great one.
Aww.
To the little great one.
Little great.
You ever look up Mussolini when he's hanging upside down?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty easy.
What?
When they killed him.
Oh.
The Italians hung him up and spit on him.
Yeah, Italians.
Yeah, Italians.
Why did you look that up?
That's interesting. I don't know.
Why do you guys... Never mind.
It was after that one time he had that incident in the bathroom at that one person's house. And to deflect, he was like, "Oh, Jared, so that guy, they're spitting on that guy.
That's horrible.
Look at this." He was America's top box office draw ahead of Douglas Fairbanks.
Mm.
If you all remember Douglas
Fairbanks.
Yes.
Mm. Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
You may remember me from such films as
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
The boy who talked too much. I had the flu in New York, and it pushed the president of the United States off the front pages. This kid was so
bummed. Wow. Who is the president?
Did
FDR?
You say his name, or is that coming?
I said his name.
CK-ish.
I believe it's John Cogan.
Kogan.
Goodman?
Kogan?
John Kogan?
Yeah, John Kogan.
John Goodman.
John Fogarty?
His... His film earnings were estimated at.
I'm having fun.
How much you think he made?
And you're awake.
Back to, yeah, I know.
Yeah, right.
Back then,
back
it was probably like
$10 maybe.
He's probably making like $150. No, that's $1,000
A day.
A day.
$1,000
a day.
A day.
No. His film earned. How much did his films earn?
Altogether?
Wait, his films or what his salary was?
I'm confused.
His films. His films earnings. His film. Sorry. His films. Sorry. His films earnings.
$1 million.
Yeah. $40 million.
All of them together.
His contract guaranteed a share of the profits from the films, and he became, in essence, the first celebrity film star franchise.
Huh. He's the first celebrity film star franchise.
So he also had a bunch of items. He had dolls, lunchboxes, pencils, cases, soups.
I'm having fun with my
soups.
Friends.
He had soups, like Campbell's soups.
Soups and soaps.
Soups or soaps?
Soaps and soups.
Is it soups?
It's both.
Did you
It's both.
Dolls?
Barbie.
Is it soups?
Ken. It's soups.
Because if somebody had a line of soups, that'd be pretty amazing. Get your LeBron James soups.
That brought in an estimated $30 million.
Nice.
So.
The soups did.
Yeah, right?
It's a hearty soup.
But
what is that in today's money?
At least 40 soups.
40 soups would be. So he, this kid was rich, right? And he didn't know anything but that. Unfortunately, his parents. This enchanted childhood came to a shattering halt in the 1930s.
Boy, you've been making too much money and then sharing it with the family.
Papa, please don't shoot me.
No, you are going to pay.
I'm going to be a star,
literally.
Papa. A star.
I'm the only star.
I'm going to be famous. I'm going to get an EGOT. I'm going to be on Broadway, get all the awards, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. That's what EGOT stands for, Papa.
I don't care about your EGON. I want your money.
It's in a trust fund, Papa. You can't have it until you're 30. No.
And I don't trust you. Just very suddenly, I feel like the last 2 weeks of my life where nobody came and helped me.
Papa,
in the scene.
Papa, I have enough money to put you in a home.
I'm in a home.
Not my home. You can't live with me in my swimming pool anymore.
I don't want to be in your swimming pool. My gun will get all jammed up. It'll get rusty.
That's why I'm going to put you in a home away from the swimming pool. The swimming pool, Papa. They have a jacuzzi just for your toes.
A tokuzi?
A tokuzi, yes.
All right.
We've read about them in the news.
You talked me into it. My dogs are barking.
That'd be cool if you had a small jacuzzi for each one of your toes.
Oh, yeah.
What is with you in pointing your legs?
I don't know. It feels good.
Do you know that he's a ballerino, right?
You are?
Yeah.
I was in the Nutcracker a couple times.
Last year?
Yeah.
No, it was like 5 years ago.
Oh, I think
so. So
are you friends with him on Facebook? Do you not stalk people on Facebook?
No, not.
I'll show you.
She's like, no.
I don't know. I don't really know what John does before I know him. So he just.
I don't know
like
what
spawns,
John does.
You know?
Period.
Not a lot.
John works at. Oh, I want to say an office building.
John has the most epic stories about nothing.
Yeah, he does.
It's like, oh, joop, joop, and then I did this, and then yeah. And they're hilarious.
Yeah. I don't do a lot.
Don't feel bad. I don't. That is not to make you feel bad.
I know.
Were you the little rat king?
I don't
king?
Do anything. No, I was the Nutcracker.
Oh.
I was the
Nutcracker. Like lifting people up.
Good for you.
People up.
Yeah. That's cool.
Jason King?
Yep.
Show our pictures since you're always on your phone anyway.
All right.
He's texting girls on Hinge.
And Jason wants to move forward.
Yeah.
In
1935, 5 months before his 21st birthday,
no.
After a day of dove hunting in Mexico, which guess how many birds they killed?
350.
Oh. What? No. Jeez. Come on.
In which 350 birds were slaughtered with 8 shotguns. An automobile that was driven by Coggins' father was driving 75 miles an hour, which at that time, I know, right? That's
were
like,
they even able to go that fast?
I don't think so. It's like fucking Doc Brown.
I think it was just a horse.
Like, swerved at a bend outside San Diego and crashed down a canyon. The vehicle rolled over 7 times, and Coggins' father died.
Who counts that? Ow. Especially back then.
I don't know.
That was one. Oh, that was two.
Two.
Oh,
that was four.
It was 7. We did 7 turns. Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, I could stalk you on Instagram. What's taking so long?
That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
What does it look like?
He looks so different. He looks so happy.
Oh, you got other photos. Whatever. That's anyway,
I'll look.
So, okay, so this rolled over 82 times, and then
I thought it was 7.
Yeah, it was 7. his father died.
Wait, did they have the birds with them?
Good, you're paying attention.
In the car.
Hold on. So his father died. Junior Durkin died. He was a friend.
Not Junior Durkin.
Rancher Charlie Jones died.
Bridget Jones?
And Hollywood scriptwriter Robert Homer died.
No.
Coggins, like everybody.
I know, except for our boy.
Little John Cogan.
At 21 years old. He only survived because of what?
He murdered them.
The cushion by the bags of the dead doves.
Oh, wow.
He said, the doves were like feather pillows that came down like a blinding light that saved me.
He's Southern.
Just like an airbag cushion, I was saved by the doves going. No, they don't do anything. They're dead. They're dead. What does a dead dove sound like?
Rigor mortis hasn't set in yet, so there's still air escaping their lungs.
Do dogs get rigor mortis? Do doves get rigor mortis?
Yeah.
How long when they cut your head off at the guillotine? How long can you like see guillotine?
What I thought it was like I thought it's you could do it for.
Fuck you! That was so mean. That was so mean. Anyway,
off with her head. Rude.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry. The guy that was sitting beside
for the listeners, Emma just put her teeth out like she had big buck teeth. It was like, I'm guillotine. It's very rude.
That's funny.
You know what?
I'm crying. Look.
You have been around children way too long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
in foreign countries, not seeing the Pope. That's what it was. She didn't see the Pope, so she didn't get her manners.
Did you see the pictures I posted on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Did you see me balancing on someone else's crutches?
I did see that. There's got to be a story with this.
I didn't steal, but the girl who was... had the crutches. She had a boot on walking around. And so at some places they felt bad for her and they gave her a wheelchair. And so sometimes she would just get up and like leave the wheelchair. And I was like, if it's a free chair, I'm going to sit in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in it. But you were saying decapitated. The guy that was sitting next to him was hurled out of the car with such force that he hit a rock and was decapitated.
What?
Jeez. Ooh.
Yeah.
Talk about a guillotine.
It's a rocketine.
So he made all this money, right? But his parents totally spent all of it.
I thought his dad died in the
car. Dead.
He did, but before when he was 21, they spent all his money. His mom, his dad, they were like, we need
another swimming pool.
Right. So he sued them. They actually gave him a weekly allowance when he was a kid of $6.25 when he's making millions of dollars.
Hey, $6.25 was like minimum wage when I was in high school.
But that was because the law at that time, all the earnings of a minor belonged solely to the parent.
Wow.
Gotcha.
And his mother, so he sued them, right? So he sued his mom for the money that he had made, but they'd burnt through it. They bought Rolls Royces. They bought properties, fur coats.
I feel like after one or two Rolls Royces, you're probably set. You don't need to keep buying.
Yeah. No, didn't you see that documentary with that guy that was like the savior from India that moved to Oregon and they had that big reservation in Oregon and they had like 100 Rolls Royce cars.
Why?
Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild Country.
Or Country, yeah. Did you watch that?
But I know what you're talking about.
Osho, who I've got his book. His book is good, but he went crazy. Because have you seen this? You'd be into this shit. Mm. Osho, he was like a guru from India, and then he like got westernized and he moved to Oregon, and they had some like land law where if they had so much whatever, they could take over the town, which they did. They were poisoning people at the salad bar in the local restaurants.
Why?
Because they were trying to take over the town. Yeah. So they're just like, fucking whatever. But they had like 100 Rolls Royce vehicles because this guy, this guru, was in love with Rolls Royces.
Dang. Wow.
So yes, you cannot have too many Rolls Royces. But what year is this? What year?
This is in the 30s.
1930?
So the Bernstein, who was the mom remarried to this Bernstein guy, he had a friend, Louis B. Mayer, who at that time was the head of MGM. And he was the highest paid man in America.
You know Louis B. Mayer.
That's how it was, though, because he was like, hey, Kogan, drop this silly suit that no red-blooded American boy ever sues his mother. So they were definitely trying to get him on the outs. Chaplin gave him a gift of $10,000 to help him get by.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
Chaplin, that's all you're good for?
Well, it was the lowest point of his life, he said, because my stepfather was related to many people and I was blackballed by the studios.
Damn. Better than blueballed.
Right. Because it's back in the 20s where it's black and white and there's no color, you know.
That's a good point.
They all saw in black and white. It was amazing. Yeah.
When was color invented?
I want to say the 30s. Yeah, everybody just woke up one day and it was like, color. Yeah.
Oh. It was like, they were like, nothing matches.
Wizard of Oz. Eventually, Kogan was awarded a small portion of his earnings back from the lawsuit, but his pioneering suit led directly in May 1939 to the passing of the California Child Actors Bill, known as the Kogan Law, which ensured that 15% of a child actor's earnings had to be safeguarded in a trust fund.
Man, just 15, it should be a lot more than that.
Right. After that, in 1937, he married Betty Grable. You ever heard of her?
That name's familiar.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not familiar with her.
No?
Betty Grable.
That name sounds familiar.
Okay.
Betty Crocker.
No.
Davy Crockett.
Betty White.
Davy Crockett.
Betty White, maybe. Yeah.
Davy. No. Davy Jones.
Her name sounds
Locker.
Familiar. Was she a talkie or not?
I
a
think
talkie
she was.
Star,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some movie
David
star.
David Duke.
Oh yeah.
They acted together.
What did he do?
David
he
was, Duke.
Yeah.
Was he
an evangelist or something? Or was he?
He was
no.
a white supremacist, right?
Yes, white supremacist.
Yeah. Oh shit! I was thinking of the guy that blew up Waco.
Oh no,
David Koresh.
David Koresh. Yeah.
Koresh.
So they
David Caruso.
They acted in a few movies together. The film originally entitled Campus Dormitory, but was renamed.
That's a porno.
Million Dollar Legs, which is even more of a porno.
That's a great lead in.
I didn't know that was coming.
She had some good.
Yeah, Emma.
I looked at Betty Grable and Million Dollar Legs came out.
Yeah. They.
What's it about? Is it about like
that's
an
how the athlete? Internet yeah, works, Emma.
Tell me about it.
You ask your questions, it gives you answers.
Never mind. Ignore me.
They end up getting a divorce because he was weird and creepy.
Is that what it says, Jason?
It says some of it was weird and creepy rather than simply boorish. One evening, for example, as a drunken joke, he urinated on his sleeping wife.
That's fucking funny.
Oh,
she just has no sense of humor.
Man.
Feel bad for this.
I got to show John a video. Nobody else.
Oh, boy.
Listeners, I'm scared.
What is this video?
Betty. It's this guy in Europe, and he's so pissed drunk, and he's got like a COVID mask on, but it's around his chin. He's at a bus stop, and just the tip of his penis is just outside of his waistband, and he's just pissing all over himself for like 2 minutes. Oh, and then he starts laughing, which makes it go even more. It is it's fascinating to watch.
Hmm.
Yep. He got divorced from her. Betty had the most gorgeous body I'd ever seen, even though she didn't have much going on upstairs. Yikes, this guy.
You know what I'm saying? Am I right? Am I right?
He wed again in 1941 to actress Flower Perry, and that marriage lasted only 2 years when she sued for a divorce. Ooh. He was a heavy drinker and had frequent affairs, she said.
Hmm.
Yikes. As it turned out, okay, March 1944. Ooh, flight officer John L. Cogan was at the controls of the lead glider when Allied forces under the General Wingate were dropped in the dark of a night 150 miles behind Japanese lines. So he was in the war, too.
We just jumped into the
Sorry.
War.
So he got divorced twice. He's now a pilot in the war.
In a movie, this would be like 10 years later.
Yes, 10 years later.
That's what the whole Napoleon movie is. It's just like, jumping. This happened. Now we're going to jump here.
How was Joaquin in that? Is he good?
He was good.
I thought I saw a review that said he was terrible, but I don't know if he was terrible. Like, he was a terrible Napoleon, like good Napoleon.
Or if
like,
it was
he was a
bad,
terrible person.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird how everyone has French accents besides him.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
He just spoke normally. And I was like, why?
How did he speak?
Like himself. He was just like, I don't know about that.
How was Napoleon? I don't know. Speaking of penises.
Maybe he thought it was Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Did you know that like his Napoleon's penis is being handed around secretly?
Huh? No.
Yeah. Like somebody cut it off when he died, and then it family started passing it around like through generations. Like so there's like a family that has
French
his penis.
People, man.
Is it like taxidermied or is it just like a
you know, if you go to like Perkins and get like a sausage, mm-hmm. I think that's what it fucking looks like.
Hmm.
Maybe
I had
not
some
as big.
Sausage yesterday. There's like
from Perkins,
skin on it. Not from Perkins. There's some like skin on it still, so it was like really crunchy. So maybe that's what it's like. Maybe it's like a crunchy penis since it's over 100 years old.
And that was sausage seconds.
Wait. When was Napoleon? When was his 1800s?
1800s, yeah.
Crunchy.
Crunchy penis. That'd be yeah. That'd be interesting. There's a bar.
Oh, yeah, John?
There's a bar I heard about, I think in Canada. Or
it's called
Alaska.
The Crunchy Penis?
Crunchy Penis. I think they have like a severed thumb or a severed toe.
Whoa.
And you can like pay to like have a shot where they just put the toe inside of the shot glass.
Gross.
Yeah. That's so gross. Where did they get it?
I can't remember that. I have to look up the story. I was like, that's wild. I think they found it, if that's makes sense.
It's not any better.
Or actually, maybe somebody, I don't remember. I can't.
Just
remember.
Keep going. How long can you do this?
A customer, like, it fell off. I think he cut it off, and he's like, you guys can just keep this. And so they kept it. I'm going to have to look that up, though.
Waiter, there's a thumb in my drink. What's the thumb doing in my drink?
No citation needed.
It's giving you a thumbs up.
Can you get like pickled body parts on eBay?
Thumbs up. Probably.
Or would you get arrested?
Dark eBay?
You'd have to go to the dark web.
How do I get there?
Then you just look up. You ask Google.
Yeah.
Go to
you just
the dark
type
web.
In dark web.
And then it takes you there.
Yeah.
It's like a DuckDuckGo, I think, because it
Dark.
Are you being serious? Is that really how you do it?
No.
I was joking. Okay.
I'm joking too.
You think Emma, of all people, in this fucking...
She deals with teenagers. Maybe they tell her stuff.
I go to Urban Dictionary and I look
Hey, can I get
web.
Some extra credit? I can get you some stuff, teacher.
I already have enough severed thumbs. I'm good.
Are you sure? I can get you some rubber bands or some erasers.
I can get you an eraser.
So, our boy... was awarded
Hi, Jason.
Air medal for Metter.
You get so locked into these scripts sometimes, and I just wish you'd banter with us.
Well,
What happened?
I can't. This is
Are
a
we
lot.
Actually not funny?
No,
and you're just like these
There's
guys.
A lot here. There's a lot here. I'm trying to get.
When
to.
John does the topic, will you please just be sticky?
Yeah, I can be sticky when I don't have to do the topic.
Sticky.
Okay, so
he even say shtick. He wants to. He said stick.
This guy, he got the World War II. He got a medal for that, right?
Nice.
Right.
So then he got married again.
Nice. Good for him.
It's number three. Yikes.
That went
third time's a charm.
Yeah, third time ended in a divorce in 51.
Damn it.
Yeah. She cited cruelty in the divorce papers.
Oh.
And told the court he criticized her cooking, calling her stupid, and twisted her arm repeatedly.
She's stupid.
Twisted her arm.
He marries older sister.
How the fuck is she supposed to cook if he's twisting her arm? She's got to use it to cook.
Cook with my arm. Cook with my arm.
You're so stupid. You can't even cook without an arm.
Quit hitting yourself.
Oh, man. That's what I should have done. Sorry, I just get so into old improv scenes that I fucked up that when like a good idea comes from somebody, I'm like, fuck, I should have done that.
Okay, so we're in the 50s, right?
It would have been great.
Kangen was disheartened by his lack of work, his expanding waistline, and his baldness. He quit show business to sell kitchen gadgets. I just ran out of gas.
Tupperware?
Yeah. However.
Cookware.
Oh. Yes, cookware.
One arm cookware.
Yeah.
However, he was lured back by the offer of working in a new medium of television, landing the part of Agent Stoney Crockett in the long-running Western series Cowboy G-Men. Yeah, anybody
Cowboy?
See that one?
No.
Never seen that one.
Never either.
G-Men?
Yeah, I never
Cowboy
heard that one.
Cowboy G-Men.
Yep.
Well, looks like it's another Cowboy G-Man kind of day. Isn't that Bonanza? No, I get that in Beverly Hills Hillbillies. Always mixed.
Oh, yeah.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Hey, aren't they coming out with the Beverly Hills Cop?
I don't know. Are
yeah, they?
They
are. Four.
Thursday.
Four.
On, yeah.
On Thursday?
I don't even
They're coming out with a new Bad Boys
three.
Movie.
Are they really?
With your guy, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah? Why is he my guy?
And the other guy.
Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, who's not looking so good, dude.
Yeah.
Will Smith looks great. Martin Lawrence does not look great.
Oh, that's okay. Martin Lawrence is older than, what's his name?
Will Smith.
Jesus?
Yeah. No, Will Smith.
Our guy gets married for the fourth time.
Huh.
Jeez.
This one will make it.
Try dudes. After three, I'd probably be like,
how about you just take some time to focus on yourself right
now?
Yeah.
Which then he promptly crashed his sports car into a two parked vehicles in San Vicente Boulevard.
Can you try that whole sentence all the way over?
He got married and then he crashed.
He crashed his car into two
parked vehicles.
Two
on San Vicente Boulevard. I was going on the 402 and I took a left on Mulholland. All right.
Tubular.
Yeah. His blood as
his blood alcohol level was 0.3.
It was above the legal limit in California, and was forced to pay a hefty fine. On another occasion, he was arrested for.
Wait, possession. They did blood alcohol back then?
I guess in the '50s. Yep. Or this would be the '60s.
The roaring '60s. Yeah.
So, what rescued his reputation as an actor was landing a role in this famous TV show.
Friends.
MASH.
Bonanza.
Golden Girls.
Give us a year.
Seinfeld.
He went home, got in a costume, shaved his whole head, did his makeup the way he pictured it would be.
Mork and Mindy.
Oh, fucking Adam's Family.
That's it.
Oh!
He is Uncle Fester.
Oh!
This guy is Uncle Fester.
Interesting.
Yeah. He went in and with a high-pitched voice, the makeup, the costume, all his own.
That's creepy.
Everything, yeah. So the producer sent everyone else home. It was a bit humiliating to him that he had to prove himself, but he obviously wanted the role. So yeah, He ended up becoming Uncle Fester.
Good for him.
Yep. That was him. So he was Uncle Fester was this.
Which is crazy because that show had a hand that walked around. And
was
we're talking about
the severed thumbs.
Yeah, oh, this has been a freaky.
It's all coming back.
Do you know how many episodes?
I do.
No, he's on IMDb. He's cheating.
I thought this had more episodes than this. It says it had
20.
It's actually impressive that John's on anything other than a dating site.
64 episodes is what they had.
Wow, that is a lot.
John's going to be on a dating site at his wedding. And his wife is going to be cool with it because she's just going to be like, that's what he does.
It's John.
Trust me, it ain't going to go anywhere.
Yep.
He ended up, his health deteriorated badly in his late 60s. He suffered numerous small strokes and needed regular dialysis.
What's going on out there, guys?
Is there an airplane near your house? Or is there an airport near your house?
There's an airport.
Is that an airplane near your house?
Near your airport?
Let me look. Let me see.
Is there an airport
yeah,
near your house?
There is.
Okay.
There's a little kid trying to get
there's a small municipal airport.
There's an airplane in your house.
Is there an airplane in your house? Is there an airplane?
He did end up reuniting with Chaplin in 72 with 82-year-old who was back in America to accept an honorary
Yo,
Oscar.
Chuck! Good to see you. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Coogan.
He talks.
Did you know I'm Uncle Fester?
I'm doing TV now. Isn't that cool?
Black and white.
You owe me $10,000. whenever you have that, that'd be great.
He takes his mustache off and he can suddenly talk.
Is that how Chaplin talks?
Nah, he was like British, right?
God,
yeah.
Dude.
He's like, I think in The Dictator, he's like, the greed.
Didn't Robert Downey play him?
He did.
In Chaplin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
That was a good topic.
Was it like, I'm a man playing another man?
I'm a
man dude playing another dude.
Am I a man?
But yeah, that I thought I just found it interesting. He was like this. He was like the big star as a kid, and then
he
had a horrible
rough,
life. And,
then he caught back on. That's
came
cool.
Back. Yep.
That's America, baby.
That's America, baby.
You guys Charlie Chaplin? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say, do you like Charlie Chaplin? But you have something.
I had a question. How did he die?
He had a bunch of diseases. Kidney disease,
alive.
Dialysis.
That's a personal question.
Yeah.
He's not dead yet.
Don't let it fester.
Yeah.
Hey.
High five him.
My uncle might get you. but that's all I got. Any memories from Adam's Family? I wasn't a big fan.
I've never seen the TV show.
Or any memories of the war or any memories of Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, 42.
I like Charlie Chaplin. Yeah. It's cool.
What'd you like about the Charlie Chaplin?
What do I like about Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah.
I like he's the movies are funny. Good movies.
Are they?
John,
yeah,
I have a question
movies.
For you.
Modern Times is good. What
do you like about Charlie Chaplin?
Gold Rush. He's funny. He is able to convey a lot without actually saying anything, emotion-wise.
Nice.
That's appealing.
That's appealing to me. I say, he's just a sad hobo with a heart of gold.
A waif, you mean?
Yes, waif. Waif boy.
Waif. So if you take anything away from this, bring waif back.
Waif.
Waif.
From
waif.
This.
Come sail away.
Come sail away. Come sail away with me. Lads. Come sail away.
See you next time, guys. Thanks for joining us. We are out.